Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ross's Rants. This week I have a friend on the show, and I just wanted to share stories with him and have a conversation. Rich?
Oh, yeah, so my name is Richard Thomas. Army brat, go a little bit everywhere, so I'm enjoying being in North Carolina now. It's pretty neat. So I'm a soldier. Did do a military thing just like Ross did. I didn't join the Marine Corps because my ass fat was too high.
I guess, you know, when we eat crowns all the time.
So now I'm on my, actually on my lunch break.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So this week, I just wanted to talk about what the podcast is doing and have him on and discuss our current events and then discuss a little short story. So the podcast has grown. I now have a Facebook page, Ross's Rants Podcast. I also have an Instagram, if you haven't followed, Ross_Rants_Podcast. And the podcast is now on 10 platforms and close to probably 300 listens, I guess, downloads or something, out of all the platforms, which is not really the same much, but it is something, yeah. I'm also on Spotify now. Checked that out yesterday. Had a little short tear because it was pretty awesome. especially when, you know, to be able to see, myself in a St. Mathis shirt and silkies as the main thing. So the podcast is now, it's grown. I'm slowly trying to build interviews with other people. I'm trying to make it where the podcast is going to expand. I want more, but I think I want to do it more in the way of still looking for sponsors. Probably will never get them until I reach like 6,000 fucking listens or so, which is cool, but I don't really need sponsors because I'm doing this all free. So everything that I'm doing is free. So if it's an interview that you like, some people want interviews probably to market their brand and stuff, which I don't have a problem doing because I'm not going to make any profit off of it. Just, you know, just throw me a free t-shirt here now and then. I think that was the most important thing that I want, is that I keep my brand free and keep it honest. This week's current events. So last week I talked about Iran and the U.S. Still find it fucking hilarious. Trump's tweet literally created, like, I don't know, 1,000 memes off of that shit, which is fucking hilarious. And then little fucking soy boy David Hogg decided to voice his opinion, which, in a way, he threatened the president, which is cool because it's like nobody's going to do anything because we live in a soft nation, but you literally threaten the life of the president. Do I get heard about it? Probably not, because I don't really care. He's a soy boy. I think if you're going to pump your chest out, you should probably hit the gym first before you start, showing your opinion. But, so, Iran's Special Forces general, or commander, or whatever the fuck they want to call him, said that, pretty much told in some kind of article that the president doesn't tell him what to do. He's going to tell the president what to do, and that he's not going to end this. And he's like, if you want war, this is what we're going to do. And we're going to send terrorists over to America to attack you guys to prove our point. And me and you have both never been special forces, which is, it's understandable. Because I ate crowns and I was lazy. The mentality of Special Forces seems to be the same across the board, yeah. Right? Like, they're very egotistic and everything. No offense, like, they do a great job of what they do, right? Well, I don't know what Iran's Special Forces does other than probably do terrorist attacks against Americans or whatever. Yeah. Their Special Forces is ISIS. So, I find this guy, like, his ego is, like, on fucking cloud nine, right? Like, I feel like he is completely, utterly lost his fucking mind. So, you know, they already said that they would end this war if we started it. And it was just like, even Ben Shapiro was talking about it. And he was just like, yeah, you would be a glass factory. Like, that's what you would end the war as.
Yeah, easily. And the thing is that they know it, but of course they're going to talk, you know, shit anyway, because they know that we're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Not because we can't, but because, I mean, sure, you can beat a retarded kid. You know, they have that retard strength. They can knock your teeth out, but, I mean, what's the point? I mean,
yeah.
If we went to war with Iran, not saying that their military couldn't put up a decent fight, but, I mean, really, at the end of the day, what's the point?
Yeah. Like,
what are we getting out of it?
Well, that's what I talked about last week, too. It was, I was just like, we would dominate. There's no question about it. Yeah. Like, there's no absolute, like, so I went to the movies and seen, this ties together, to see Mission Impossible, the new one. Pretty good movie. Thought it was pretty solid. Still crazy that Tom Cruise did a halo jump. Like, that was his actual stunt that he did. Yeah, so he's the first civilian on film to do a halo jump. So, I thought that was pretty cool. Anyways, off subject. So, I was talking to this dude, and he was talking to me about the Kremlin and everything else, and he made a joke that he knows Russian and all this other shit, and I was just like, that's cool, man. And we started talking about military tactics, and he said Russia would beat us. And the guy didn't know that I served in the military. He didn't know, like, you know, I kind of, like, laughed and was just like, keep thinking that, buddy, because they may defeat us in the wintertime, like, but we would never fight them in the wintertime. Unfortunately, Ukraine would probably be the fighting place, or Germany, because we would probably pull it somewhere else. We would pull them to us. Cause,
that's the smartest way to go.
Yeah.
I think if the U.S. went to war with Russia, it'd be in the rest of Europe.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, well, because you're not going to go fight them if you're going to do a fight in Russia, you're going during the summertime. I mean, history has repeated itself so many times against Russia. But, like, when they were, like, laughing, him and his coworker laughing about it and saying that they were going to defeat us, and I was just like, your confidence in America is completely fucking weak. Like, we are the greatest fighting force in the world, hands down. Like, the technology that we have alone should fucking make us a superior. Because, like, I mean, we are so far ahead of everybody else. Like, Iran's little comments and stuff, like, I don't think they want this. It's like the tiny little fucking tiny dude in the bar pumping his chest up saying he wants a fight, but he's trying to go up against, like, The Rock or fucking the Hulk. Right. Like, bro.
Just because there's a cute girl over there watching.
Yeah. And it's just like, I think after the whole Trump's tweet, like, that was the time that I think Russia probably was just like, you should probably, the same way with China did with North Korea, yeah. Even though that is the next one, next point, but even though China was just like, hey, you don't want this, like, you really don't, like, we haven't been in a real war in, like, so long, and we're just kind of one of those countries that just enjoys war, because we've only had, like, maybe now 15 years of fucking peace in our entire country. But I think I think we just enjoy fucking war.
Yeah, like, I'm really okay with that. I don't think war is the best answer for all of our problems. And it seems like a lot of times we get into conflicts that we shouldn't be in. But I think as far as war is concerned, I voice out the opinion that if you're going to go, why not take it, like, you know, old school, where you just basically pillage your way through the country? You know, I'm really getting tired of politicians dictating how wars will fall. You know, telling the generals what to do, or career generals, career officers, looking at that that retirement, getting that rank, and leaving the individual soldiers to kind of suffer on the ground.
Yeah.
But I think our ability and our technology to win wars no one can touch us with that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing that it's special about America. You know, a lot of people are, they just don't, I think a lot of the weak-minded betas don't understand that. Also, to add to the current event, since I said North Korea is the next one, North Korea is still building missiles. Do I care? No. They're not going to do anything with them, and if they try to, it's fucking game over. It's game blouses. You don't do a peace summit and try to show, like, absolute peace between each other. I don't know what was spoken in there, because I'm pretty sure they probably said some words to each other, because you got two narcissistic presidents trying to fucking come up with a deal. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's one of those, whatever. I don't see it really going to bother us, because I think if they do make missiles and they attack Guam or they try to hit Japan, I think China will step in on this one. Because I know, as much as we put tariffs on China and stuff, but right now we're at this weird period where they can actually start buying more stuff of American, because we're at that weird tariff, like it's like a gap in between it, so they can actually buy more soybeans or whatever they need to buy from America. But I think our relations with China is getting a little bit better, because I have always stated that we need to work on the, I'm going to say the Oriental world, because I don't really fucking care if it's called a racist term, because that's kind of fucking dumb to call it a racist term when you're the ones that created the fucking term. So the Oriental world, we kind of fell off when Obama was in office, because we spent most of their time giving money to fucking Muslims and everything else, which is cool, whatever, not our prerogative. Like, we need, Asia should have been our huge market, and we also failed when we lost contracts for oils and minerals into Africa, because we were too busy trying to rape and pillage. Yeah. And
which, by the way, China got over there and scooped all that up.
Yeah, because they came over there with money. They didn't come over there with, like, rape and pillage. Like, right. They didn't try to destroy a country because they wanted to. Which is whatever. It'll eventually turn, because once democracy starts flowing into these smaller African countries, in which I did watch on their news channel that they were talking about building their economy, and they also created the, I guess you could call it the African Free Trade Act, so AFTA, I guess you would call it. So they created that between some major countries, and, like, you know, there's a lot of, I know it's CNN, and they produce a lot of fake news, but the CNN International is pretty solid, because they show, like, the world of Africa, or the world of, like, this or that, whatever country. Okay, yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Like, their economy's booming. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, the major countries are, not the third world countries in the center just can't seem...
Congo.
Yeah, they can't seem to just get the right thing. So... That was, you know, North Korea, like, we kind of got off subject on it, but North Korea, I don't see them doing anything, so it doesn't matter. Like, I was just like, what does it mean? And I was just like, nothing. I mean, they can build whatever they want to. We'll just send McDonald's and CIA there to fuck their shit up. So,
yeah, I'm not all concerned with North Korea at all. I mean, if somewhere out of blue something did happen, I think for the most part, it's just a talking point. Every time something flares up in North Korea, I'm always looking for other stories that we should be paying attention to.
Yeah. No, definitely. Because the other story that I'm going to bring up, because this kind of flows into it. Facebook, their stocks fail, like $19 billion. And apparently after this, they're, you know, obviously Kockenberger, or whatever his name is, he is... He's you know, he's losing his shit, dude. Like, the guy is a fucking robot. He's a fucking reptilian. I don't care. Like, so he's losing his shit, right? So they apparently came out and said yesterday, which broke the news everywhere, which I don't understand why, because it's kind of fucking, it's stupid. It's a waste of fucking time. But they deleted 32 fake accounts. But the 32 fake accounts are anti-Trump. And they were making, like, fake fucking protests and fake memes about Trump being a terrible human being. So he's deleted 32, and he says he doesn't know if they have Russian collaborators. Like, they didn't. He doesn't know if they worked with Russia or whatever. And I was just like, it's kind of funny how you guys are doing this right around the midterms.
confused about is how so many people were surprised that Facebook was letting private corporations in on people's private business. You know, all their, for like political purposes and things like that. When you look at the user agreements for that stuff, it reads like a law book. And like the short of it, you should just assume that everybody's always looking in on you. Like all the time.
Yeah.
The information's out there, they're selling it. There's a reason why you're like talking to your wife one day about watching a movie and then the next day there's like that movie's ads all over Facebook when it was there before.
Yeah.
Because somebody says,
oh yeah. Well, that's why I'll never let the California government know that I got plastic straws. So, yeah, definitely, dude. It's kind of weird how, like, when you just start talking about something like that. It was like, I think they're probably, like, in our heads, too, because the other day I was thinking about it, I was just like, it'd be pretty cool if BCM made a stubby. And then, like, I'd seen it on Instagram, and I was just like, and it'd say?
Like, yeah, so, like, all these weird things happening with Facebook, and I kind of get the feeling the same thing's happening with other groups, too. Within Google and all that, we're just not hearing about it. But yeah, fake accounts. I mean, there's actually groups out there where people's jobs are to troll other people, and like that's their job. You know, they're salaried employees. If people are paying other people just to troll on different political accounts, then pretty much anything is possible. No, I don't like Facebook. It's kind of necessary. Government, you know, otherwise, yeah. I would keep in touch with my cousins in Illinois. You
know? Yeah,
but I mean, that's about it. Again, it's kind of like North Korea. I don't see them as an issue because if you know somebody that's listening, just watch what you're saying. I mean, basically,
yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, to be 100% honest, I thought it was kind of fucking stupid that they came out at, like, they're coming out at this time because they're trying to get. Because we all know that Kochenberger is a fucking, he's a Democrat for life. He's you know, he's part of the whole hashtag fucking socialist swines. But we know that. So I think it's kind of funny how they're pushing for this blue wave. And they're like, this blue wave is going to be great. Have you ever been to Atlantic Ocean and how small the waves are? Like, that's what I picture the blue wave. I don't see it a roaring fucking wave. Like, you know, you got the whole, like, hashtag resistance and everything else, which is fucking hilarious, because in real life, the whole Star Wars Rebels thing would have been destroyed. Like, that big of an empire would, take over.
I mean, you look at, you know, Mujahideen, they could.
Man. Man. Well, that's just me saying that, because it just doesn't make any sense. Like, in the last Star Wars, it was fucking... it just didn't make any sense to me how they crashed a ship into, like, a fucking planet ship.
Yeah, I didn't watch that because I heard how bad it was.
And oh,
I still want to like Star Wars, which is why
yeah. I haven't watched it. I mean, it was just, well, I heard Han Solo was terrible, and I was just like, I can't watch it. Like, I'm not a huge, huge fan of Star Wars, but I like the movies, and, you know, Darth Vader is a fucking hero in this. Like, dude, Rogue One? Yeah, Rogue One, when he fucking at the end, when he came out and just started fucking going ham on motherfuckers, that's when I was just like, he's the truth. He's the truth. But, okay, so the other topic I want to talk about is the LeBron James and his school that he created in Akron. That's cool, man. That's honestly something positive. It's for, like, low-income kids. It's free pretty much everything. I don't know who's paying for it outside of him. I'm probably going to look into it more and figure out who's paying for it, because I just don't see everything free all the time for low-income people. There's a lot of free programs for low-income people, and don't get me wrong, there's the wrong people that are involved in it, and they seem to be like, the whole state of California, even though the income, you know, they're, I'm just talking shit about California, but, you know, it's like low-income areas, because I lived there in the low-income area when I was a kid. It's not the greatest, okay, just because it's been run through. It's,
right.
You know, it's been run to the dirt. Humans are just disgusting people. That's just the nature of the beast. And we have to settle that. So I think it's great that what he's doing, helping out his community. I don't blame him, man. He's from Akron. It's good on him, dude. Good on him. But the issue that I had was, a lot of people are criticizing the education system and how it is and why teachers should get paid. And I don't have a problem with teachers getting more money. I have a problem with teachers getting more money and their product is failing. So, that's just my opinion on it. And, I'm pretty sure somebody's going to be like, well, you're absolutely fucking wrong on this or whatever. That's your opinion. But my opinion about this is we're 15th in the world in education overall, across the board. 15th in the world. We're not even in the top five for college graduates. We're not even in the top five for kids going to college. We're not even in the top five for high school graduations. So I think that, a couple things need to happen. One, we need to get rid of No Child Left Behind. I think that's the stupidest fucking thing ever. Even though I was a product, I just didn't care about education when I was younger. The older I got, I realized how important education is. That it just needs to get rid of. Because this whole No Child Left Behind just made their job fucking 20 times easier. And, there's a couple people that said that their life is the most stressful job in the world. No, it's not. America's top five stressful jobs are firefighters, police department, pilots, and events planners, and the list goes down. They're not even in the top five, let alone not even in the top 10.
It's like mothers have the hardest job.
Yeah. And it's just like, yeah, because the father is not around, I guess. Mothers have the most hardest job. No, not necessarily. It takes two people to create a kid, right? I mean, I really do believe that we need to get rid of No Child Left Behind. I think it's a fucking stupid concept, some socialist bullshit that this doesn't work. It's a prime example of why socialism as a whole does not work, because the education system has failed, because I don't have to try in school, because I'm going to pass regardless, because you have to pass me. So if I make straight A's and you make straight B's, or the flip-flop on either or, they're going to pass you because they can't afford to have you making terrible grades. And that's the issue I have. So, like, when we're 15th in the world in education and teachers are fucking protesting and, like, we want more money, then, well, I hate to tell you this, but the four states that were protesting that want more money are the least paying teachers. You have teachers all the way around you, everywhere, and in the entire United States. I don't want to be that person to be like, you can just pick up and move. But you should, because if you want to be a teacher, there are certain states that teachers are making crazy amount of money, dude. Crazy amount of money. And, for their income. But, like, you get these people that are complaining about teachers, and they're like, well, they're not making any money, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, you're making 40, the average, nation average is 40,000 minus the four states. So the four states are Arizona, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and North Carolina. Well, North Carolina education system, well, we know that they're pretty low paying. I don't know why, haven't really looked into it. But I also feel that if they are wanting more money, then we shouldn't be 15th in the world. All these countries that they pull out, like Sweden and all them, talking about how they're highest paid teachers and stuff, they're also paying 30-40% of tax. So they're really not making that much money. And
but one of the differences between those countries and what we got going on here is, like you said, they're putting out a better product.
Yeah.
I don't know what the school system is like in those countries, because I went to a German school when I was like five. So I don't remember what I was like.
Yeah.
But when you look at who's coming out of those schools, you got the whole STEM fields. They're dominating in those, and we're not. I think over here in America, we really need to get rid of all the government programs that influence how schools are run. Everything's being very politicized. And then we need to get rid of that, just like with the whole Facebook thing. Like, why is politics in Facebook? why is politics in our school? Why are we trying to not bring children up, but dumb the system down to have more people come out so we can, you know, check the box, hey, we got more people graduating, instead of making sure that the ones that do graduate are actually having something worthwhile to add to our system.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's huge, you know. It's just a huge issue, is that, like, you know, I've been listening to it, and I actually can kind of agree with it, is that, you know, a lot of the politics that's getting pushed in is very, like, left-wing dominant. And it's very, like, you know, this is what we need to do, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, no, you should never choose the decision for somebody, because, you know, it's America, it's not your choice for me to believe what I believe and for you to believe what you know what I mean? It's not everybody's choice to believe the same thing. So if I believe in a certain thing and you don't, then I have to respect your side whenever I come over to your house. But at my house, you have to respect my side because that's my opinion. You know, I don't see why we should have politics in school at all. You should decide what. Like, the worst part is we have politics, but they get rid of civics and they get rid of government. So you get rid of your civics and government classes, but you have politics in school. So what fucking bullshit are you teaching? And not only that, dude, like, there's a lot of teachers out there that are not that fucking good at their job. And they just fucking rant and rave. I think the whole protesting side of it is absolutely fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Because you don't care about the kids. You took time off from school to fucking protest. Do they protest in the summertime? I never see them protest in the summertime. See, I got on with one person about it, and apparently in their summertime, they don't have off. And I was like, bullshit, dude. Like, yeah.
And you choose not to have off.
Yeah.
But every teacher I've met gets a part-time job during the summer because they have off. They're not working.
Yeah, so, I mean, you work, what, 190 days out of the year, and then you expect to get a raise? Like, dude, I wish I could work 190 days out of the year. There's 190 days. And that's it. And I get off. You get weekends off, you get holidays off, and you get the summer off. And you want more money. You're getting paid for your value. And I get, like, education is one of the most important things, and I knew it was, like, whoever's listening to this is probably going to be like, well, this guy's a fucking moron. And I'm just stating out that, like, to me on the outside looking in, because I'm not a teacher, I cuss too much and covered in tattoos, and I do not fit their political fucking scheme. So, you did get paid for that. I just think, like, the product should be better. Like, our kids' education, they sit here and they throw it in our face. It's kind of like when school shootings happen and the liberals throw in the victims in our face and it's all the victims and it's just like, well, school shootings happen because there's not security there. If there is, they probably failed them. School shootings happen because the parents don't watch their kids. Like, I don't know how you're not in your kids' business, but I'm pretty sure when me and my wife decided to have children, I'm going to be in their shit like 24/7. Yeah, like,
you got to be. It's your job. It's your job to be in the business. You are your children's own personal fucking NSA.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, then you go out and shoot up schools, you get pregnant when you're fucking 15.
Yeah.
And, you know, little Johnny ends up with a freaking record before he turns 21.
Exactly. So, I mean, I just don't understand how parents can get into that nature. It just, you know, whatever, it's them. But I think there's a lot of issues that when teachers are, like, when people are complaining about it, there's a lot of issues that actually just comes back to the parent. Like, okay, school supplies. They're like, oh, but the teachers buy school supplies. Okay, that's your job. That's your tools, right? So, like, we work in the security profession. It's our job to buy our gear. It's our job to keep ourselves upkeep. Because nobody's going to fucking, obviously every company we can work for is not going to pay for everything. So, it's your job, right? You can use it as a tax write-off, yada, yada, yada. Not only that, it's the parents' fucking responsibility to buy school supplies.
It always has been.
Yeah. I just always find it fucking hilarious is that the ones that didn't have school supplies are the ones that had the brand new fucking top-of-the-line clothing. You know what I mean? Like, education is the most important thing in the world, but you are coming in with a polo and fucking whatever.
$60 jeans.
Yeah.
And no pencils.
And Jordans. And you come in here and you have no fucking pencils. Yeah, dude, guess what you're going to do? You're going to sit there in that chair and they're not going to give you a fucking pencil. Because that's what the parents has relied on. It's like this whole no child left behind bullshit has made it where the teachers became this social system. Yeah. And it's just like, no, this still falls back on you. So when you take your kids to whatever fucking expensive ass store to buy clothing, you should take your kids to fucking Walmart and get that fucking pack of 69-cent pencils that break every 5 seconds, because those were the worthless pencils, but they're 69 cents. But, you know, that was the issue that I had across the board, was that it was that, teachers' unions, which I'm glad the Supreme Court ruled on that, where unions can't take fees from teachers, because the teacher union is absolutely fucking horrendous. I think they're not accomplishing anything. And people are pointing their fingers at the wrong people. They're like, well, what about the elected politicians? Well, the elected politicians can't do much when the teachers' union is fucking, like, getting involved all the time. Because you have to respect the unions, I guess. And I think unions overall is fucking terrible. I think it's a terrible concept. You unionize, which is whatever. You unionize for benefits. They're not accomplishing anything anymore. Like, when they had the union for fucking factory workers, they unionized because they were in harm's way all the time. And they wanted more money. I can understand that. But teachers are, like, complaining and going on strike because the union is telling them to, but they need to look at them and ask them why they're not getting more money. Because the union is supposed to represent them as a whole. So, I don't understand why they're not getting any more money. The teacher union is probably going to fail. It'll probably cease to exist in the next few years or so. I would say the next decade or so, it'll probably cease to exist. Those is like the union, No Child Left Behind, and teachers need to look at it and just be like, you need to start teaching, because I believe, and this is why I think the private sector would work out in teachers, is that, like, I want a product. So if my child needs a better education, I'm going to go to a private school because I want him to be smart, or her to be smart. I don't want them to be in the system that's learning fucking, I don't know what the hell fucking No Child Left Behind is teaching, but it's not the right thing to be teaching our kids when we're 15th in the world. We're the greatest country in the world and our education is the worst.
Something that I've been seeing a lot over and over is that, and it's one of the problems I have with schools, that they tend to try to teach children the same way, regardless of how that child learns or who that child is. And so you might have a child that's struggling in one school, and then that child, well, the teachers or the principal will say, well, put the kid on Ritalin, put the kid on this, put the kid on whatever. And so the kid ends up doped up. And then we change the kid to another school, all of a sudden the kid's doing better. Well, the kid didn't change how the kid's being taught. It changed.
Yeah. You
know, I've seen that happen a lot of times. That's a big issue that I have with schools. You said earlier about the parents having a big, or not taking much responsibility as they should. Honestly, I think that goes back to what I was saying earlier about having the politics in this, having so much politics in the school. It seems like the government wants the teachers to take the place of the parents, and there's so many things going on socially outside of school that the teachers almost force to be your surrogate parent, you know, for your children.
Yeah.
And the third issue that I have with schools is that they've gotten away from real life. How to manage your money. You know, how many schools are really pushing for shop and, you know, like electric classes, like learn how to do stuff with your hands. There's a lot of that missing, and you look at the jobs out there, HVAC, severely short, electricians, severely short, plumbers, all those people, you know. There's big money to be had in those sectors because no one's coming out of high school learning any of that.
Yeah.
No one's telling them that's a good way to make money. You know, you say, oh, yeah, get into computers, and not everybody's built for that.
Yeah. Well, that's what Mike Rowe was talking about. Yeah. And he brought up the whole work hard, work smart, not hard. That was the whole push for kids to go to college, and then college should start getting fucking retardedly expensive. And they don't have trade schools. Like, remember those tech schools that they, like, hey, you choose where you wanted to go and all this other stuff? I wanted to go be a carpenter. And my grandma told me that we lived in Ohio, no reason for a carpenter to work for 6 months out of the year. But you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to be a carpenter. Like, I thought it would be pretty cool. But there's no trade schools. And trade did, like, I have a trade. Okay, I was a quality inspector. So if anything ever fails in my life, I can go back to being a quality inspector. Will I say I'm great at it? No, I just have a trade. I was always told, get a trade before I find my career. Get a trade before you find your career. So you can have something to fall back on. Because you never know. The economy is always changing. That's what I was told. The economy is always changing. The society is always growing. You just got to have something to fall back on. So I think, like you said, I mean, I'm 100% agreeing with it, is that they don't have shop class. They don't have these classes anymore. Because it's just, they want to teach these fucking basic robots. And they just, it's absolutely horrendous how the education system is completely going the terrible way in society. I mean, it's just terrible, dude. Like, just thinking about it, just the whole time. And just, I heard somebody, so I read something the other day, and somebody was saying that you would complain if you didn't make enough money and had to watch kids for 7 to 8 hours out of, or 8 to 9 hours out of the day. Well, my whole concept is, yeah, I was just like, well, the whole thing I was thinking, I was just like, you shouldn't think like that. If you're a teacher, you shouldn't think like that. Because if we were, okay, our job is to guard something, right? Like, we're security. Our job is to guard the product, right? Like, if we went there every day and thought like that, that would just be terrible, dude. Like, because you're risking yourself for something that is greater, but you're like, oh, my service is like, I'm here for me. Like, that's selfish. It's very selfish to think like that. And that's my opinion about it. I mean, I could be completely wrong, but I think it's selfishness that the whole, the teachers that bother me nowadays is just, they're so selfish. Yes, I get it. They deserve a little bit more money because they're, if you look at the statistics, they're the only job that hasn't really increased in income. The gap is kind of high against them, but they also only work 191 days out of the year. So they should probably get a part-time job, I guess, in this situation. I mean, it sounds evil, but you know what?
Well, you know, I don't mind the idea of teachers making more. No, in fact, I'd rather they did make more. But in my opinion, if you're going to make more, then you need to be a better teacher. And I'm not talking about just shoving kids through, give them cookie cutter Scantron test, say, hey, you know, my kids passed the test, yeah, or whatever. But I mean, like, just actual, you as a teacher are graded on what you know and how you teach. And then all teachers can get raises.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm 100% with that. Like, you're graded on your job performance, right? Like, so yeah, any other job that's in the, like, well, except for security, because, I mean, yeah, in security, you can find better security jobs. You know, you pay more. So, like, the basic security guard, give it versus us on our level of security, the basic security guard's only going to make $9, $10 an hour. But your product, look at the product who you get. So right, those $9 to $10 hours are fucking probably dudes with, like, records or people that just, they look trashy and they're just fucking trash across the board, right? Oh, no. So when you go to our level, the security should be, you should get, you're getting paid for what your product is you. You are the product. So you're getting paid what you should be getting paid versus against what people that shouldn't get paid. So when you have terrible teachers, why should I pay you? Because I have no problem paying teachers more money for a better education for, you know, the children are our future. So I don't have a problem with paying teachers that amount of money. Like, whatever, like, they was like, hey, man, we need, like, $90,000 a year. It's a little much, but I would at least go with 70.
Show me that you're $90,000.
Yeah, show me that. Because your value is worth, like, your product that you're pushing out is the kids. Mm-hmm. So when their education is 15th in the world, and they're absolutely fucking dumb, and you have the highest dropout rate in the entire, like, in the entire state, then I don't really want to pay you that amount of money. You may be the one good teacher. I don't have a problem paying one teacher that's solid at one of these shitty schools, and the only reason why they're at that shitty school is because they care about the kids. That was the whole point of teachers, is that they were supposed to care about kids and teach them. But instead, it's became this like, oh, well, look at me. I want to teach this program. Obama's the greatest president in the world, and you are wrong. And it's just like, that's just the wrong values you should teach kids. You should teach kids everything about this country. You should teach them the Constitution like that. You should teach them Constitution, government, how it works. You should teach them like laws. You should teach them discipline so they're not unruly. When you see these unruly kids on social media and everybody finds it hilarious, I don't find that hilarious because I was an unruly kid and I remember when I was unruly, I would get punched. So it was just like, why would you want to promote fucking, like, you're just promoting the wrong product. And I'm not going to pay you for that. And that's the issue that a lot of teachers don't understand. Is that a lot of American people are just not going to pay teachers when their kids are fucking retarded. So, I mean, that's my point of view on it. I know it went into a little deeper rant. But I just feel like that's just, you know, that's just the product that they're pushing out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's the best product in the world. I don't think teachers should get paid for that. Like, I think there is teachers that deserve to get deserve a raise. Deserve it. Because there is good teachers out there.
And they're busting their asses to retry and they're
swimming
upstream. But again, you know, you have to show up and say, hey, this is why I need to get paid more. And I don't know, I mean, is there a way like to test teachers? Is there like some type of, like, I don't know. So, like, you know, your security, if you do any number of other jobs, because I worked at restaurants for a long time. And after a while, I could just go to apply as a manager position because I had all these certifications, worked these different jobs.
Yeah.
You know, where what do teachers have that's like that? That's, they can come in and say, hey, I know your average pay is 40 a year, but I deserve 47.
Yeah.
Is there anything like that? Or maybe you got something. I hate even saying that.
Yeah. Well, the government shouldn't have been involved in education in the first place.
Right.
Education should have been taught about the government, not government controlling education.
Yeah.
Because that's how you create brainwashed fucking retards.
Which is what they're doing.
They're
doing it on purpose, too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You just need to press a button and turn a cog, you know.
I mean, we all know that that's the way government goes anyways in life. I mean... That's the whole concept of, like, the, you know, more freedoms, less government. Like, everybody's just, like, with the whole free healthcare and stuff. And I was like, I don't want the government involved in my healthcare.
Yeah.
I have the VA right now, but it's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, people don't, they're like, but it's free healthcare. And it's just like, but it's the government. Like, this,
sucks.
Yeah, like, so this whole, like, newer education, this goes back to it, teaching them about how great socialism is. And all this... I mean, it's just, no, you should probably teach the concept of every government. You should teach the whole styles of every government. Because my buddy showed this poster to me, and it explained government. It was actually pretty hilarious, because they explained every type of government and what's the plus and negatives of it. So, but there's a lot of schools that are not teaching that. And I think that's the issue, is that you're teaching this socialist bullshit. And you don't understand that, like, I'm not willing, because our founding fathers wasn't willing, to pay 4% on tax, and I'm paying 7 or 8 right now. Do you honestly think that if we increased the taxes to have health care, that I would fucking pay for it? Fuck no, dude. I'm not the only American that believes that way. There's a lot of Americans that are just like, no, I'm not paying. Why am I going to pay fucking 30% in taxes when... I don't care about the person. Like, this is the worst concept. And, like, everybody's just like, oh, well, you know, it's just a bigot, and blah, blah, and all this other shit. But here's the worst concept. So, if we're paying for free healthcare, me and you is paying for free healthcare, and we're doing everything we can for free healthcare, and we're like, cool, man, we get free healthcare. But you got fucking Susie down the fucking road popping out kids left and right or having abortions every goddamn day. So, I mean, I know you can't physically have them every day, but... You know what I mean? Like, you're having this going on all the whole time, and I have to pay for it, and I don't get sick, don't ever get head colds, don't ever get, like, fucking deathly ill. I have perfect fucking, like, health the whole time, and I'm paying for that, and I don't get to use it. Like, that's kind of bullshit. Like, I think that's the whole, like, we need to just get void this whole social mentality, because government involved in anything is fucking terrible, man. imagine all the vaccines they were going to have. Like,
no, they're all pushing that. And no push towards socialism is really frustrating because there's so much evidence out there about how much it doesn't work. So to have somebody come up and say, oh, this is a good idea, like, I really want to instantly look at him and say, you're a fucking idiot.
It's so hard.
It's like you have not left whatever bubble you were born into. You haven't seen a decent movie. Because, I mean, yeah, I mean, really, you don't even have to do research. You just go watch a movie. Like, wow, Rush looks like it really sucks. It's 20 degrees outside. The motherfuckers are getting a like half loaf of fucking bread. I've met so many people coming from countries that they have socialist policies, and there's a reason why they're in America.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of Europeans actually agree with Trump and support him because of all migration that's going on right now. And, you know, it's destroying their country. Unfortunately, like, that's the way it's going to happen because their politicians are just fucking weak little bitches. And, but here's the cool thing about socialism. Venezuela, right now, is the greatest socialist country in the entire world. Their inflation is about to reach a million. A million.
The good thing about Venezuela is that you don't have to go to a grocery store to find food. You can just find it on a freaking, like, in a gutter.
Yeah.
Because all the grocery stores are empty, so you might be able to find that.
Yeah. Well, the drug dealers are controlling, like, the gangs and the neighborhoods are controlling the food and the resources that they need to survive. Like, they, and somehow that dude still won. And I was just like, he won because he rigged the election. Like, that's a rigged election. Like, he's the worst. The people are complaining about it. People hate the guy. I feel bad for Venezuelan people because they are one of the most wealthiest countries.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what's really sickening about it. It's not like they're in, like, deep Sahara where their main export is sand.
Yeah.
Like, Venezuela's got money.
They produce, 129.7 or something billion gallons of oil.
Yeah.
Come on, man, they got money. Before that, they used to produce agriculture. So, before they found all the the oil fields and everything, they used to produce agriculture. That was one of their huge resources that they were, trading in between. Socialism has proven not to work. The only thing it's good at is starvation and genocide. That's the only thing it's really good at. We're almost there with Venezuela. We're almost to the genocide. Like, we're at the starvation right now. The next step is genocide. There's going to be a certain type of Venezuelan people that is going to, like...
Well, I think before that happens, there's got to be, like, a mass...
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, right when people start killing each other, but it's not full on genocide yet.
Yeah.
They're gonna be leaving that country.
Well, I can see that it's gonna happen. It's only a matter of time because, like, it's getting to the point where even they're like he's throwing other political parties in jail for threats of murder against his life, which is just his accusations. Like, I've watched videos and documentaries on it. It's fucking terrible down there, dude. Like. The only reason why I would ever go to Venezuela is when they have a coup, and they go through their phase, and, like, I was over there for money. That's the only reason why I would go over there. Yeah. I would be like, cool, man, military coup over here, let's do this. Let's just rape and pillage some fucking towns, destroy their entire country, who cares? It just doesn't work, man. It really doesn't work. And I don't understand this new push for socialism. It's shown that it doesn't work. It's not like it's just like this new dawn of something where it's just like, oh, well, this might work. And it's just like, no, it doesn't work. It does not work. It does not work. Like, it does not work. You could say it so many times, and it's just like, oh, I don't, like, the whole, so it's the whole rise of socialism and communism, which doesn't make any fucking sense to how this.
Well, because people love free shit.
Yeah. Well, don't get me wrong. I love free shit.
I love free shit. Yeah, but you know what? I'm not. If you come up and you like offer me, hey, you know, here's a free hamburger. All right, that's cool. If you come and you say, hey, here's a free steak. Just gonna lick my ass for it. No.
Yeah.
So what people aren't seeing is that, you know, they're like, oh yeah, we want free shit. and the government's throwing free steaks at them, they'll realize that the steaks are about to run out, and then they're going to start licking the government's ass. Because I've always said that the government doesn't give handouts, it gives reach-arounds. You know, you're never going to get anything for free. And eventually, the people who's actually financing your free lifestyle is going to run out of money, and they're going to get pissed off. Whatever free money's being, you know, pulled out of the thin air that the government's getting is going to run out. And, you know, Uncle Sam's going to come, you know, come asking for his dude. Or whatever country you're from, they're going to come asking for you to pony up for all the free shit that they've been giving you. And you're not going to be able to give it to them.
Yeah. Well, you got to think, there's also some states that don't make high income. So, like, let's just say United States, which is socialism, right? So, New York has a 25% tax. I'm just guessing. I'm pretty sure it's high, because that's all I hear about it, is their taxes are terrible. So, you got those states that tax the shit out of people. It's going to have a shitload of poor people. California, Jesus Christ, dude. They have the most homeless people in the entire America.
California needs to go ahead and burn down.
Yeah. Well, they're the seventh largest income in the world, but also the first largest poor country. Like, I don't understand how this works out. Like, the debt-to-income ratio is just, like, it's dead even. Like, I don't know how to understand how the state hasn't filed for bankruptcy yet, because, like, it's retarded, because, like, there's cities there that are, like, San Francisco has a high problem of people pooping on the streets, because they have no houses. Los Angeles has the most homeless people.
Yeah, like shantytowns going down the street.
Yeah.
It's like 10 cities.
Yeah.
In front of stores.
It's great, man. It's great. But they have the seventh largest income. And you know what the best part is? It's like Amazon and all these companies in Silicon Valley that produces so much money for them are looking to move. Yeah. Like, they want out.
Because have already moved.
Yeah. Because they can't afford the taxes. Yeah. They can't afford the taxes, dude. They're not making enough money.
Or the regulations. I saw a special a couple weeks ago, but It was a company in California that was trying to expand, and they were waiting on permits for like 6 years. Never got the permits, so they ended up picking up and moving to Texas, because you didn't even need a permit to build in Texas. So they just went over there, basically bought the land and broke ground, and now they're up and running. You know, in a year, or like a year and a couple of months.
Yeah.
When over in California, they were just like, hey, we just want to expand.
Well, California is also, because they're losing so much people, has made it where you have to pay them tax money to leave. Like, they're tying people down to that state, and they're banning plastic straws, but allowing people who have AIDS to have sex with you and not tell you they have AIDS. Which
is cool.
But plastic straws, heaven forbid, you know, it's pollution to the ocean and everything else. There's a lot of shit, like, when it comes down to it, I'm waiting for the next fucking, like, person that's, like, a huge, like, global warming, climate change kind of person, the next one to come up with the concept of, because we know it's true, but humans are evil and we should kill them all.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the next guy to be like, look, man, to end pollution, we have to kill about 2 billion people.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's on somebody's drawing board.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know what probably would happen before that is that the EPA was already measuring cow farts. So, they're going to be measuring human farts. So, see, with more humans farting more, adding more methane to the atmosphere.
Oh, man, it's going to be great. So, I was going to read this story, but, man, I kind of want to read it because it's pretty deep. But I think we're punching the time. But, you know what? I'm going to do it. So, this is a little short story that I found on Instagram from Zulu Foxtrot. This is just like, it drew on me last night when I was reading it, and I was just like, man, that's kind of some deep shit, dude. So this is based in World War I. So it says, when you hear the whistling of incoming artillery in the distance, your entire body preventively crunches together to prepare for the enormous explosions. Every new explosion is a new attack, a new fatigue, new affliction. Even nerves of the hardest of steels are not capable of dealing with this kind of pressure. The moment comes when the blood rushes to your head, the fever burns inside your body, and the nerves, numbed with tiredness, are not capable of reacting to anything anymore. In the end, you just surrender. Even the strength to guard yourself from splinters now fails you. There is even hardly enough strength left to pray to God. 4 days, 4 nights, 96 hours, the last 2 days in ice-cold mud, kept under a relentless fire without any protection whatsoever. Except for the narrow trench, which even seemed to be too wide. I arrived with 175 men. I returned with 34, of whom several have had turned insane. Companies of skeletons passed, sometimes commanded by a wounded officer leaning on a stick, all march, or rather move forward with tiny steps, zigzagging. As if drugged, it seemed as if these speechless faces cried over something appalling, the unbelievable horrors, their martyrdom. When anyone is exposed onto such trials and tribulation, he is no longer of any use as an attacker or defender. An unknown French soldier, February 1915, Verdun, France. That's some powerful shit, dude. Like, trench warfare.
Everything I know about World War One really sucks.
Like, everybody's just... That was just...
Yeah,
think about it, dude. Like...
Yeah, well, like, I don't know how anybody could come back from that and
It's just crazy how the war, like... It started them fighting. And then they went to build trenches. And then they built trenches. And then they just... You were sitting in a hole to die. Like, that was... You are sitting in a fucking hole to die. Because where are you going to go? Like, you can't go in the middle because that's where everybody dies. You can't go backwards because that's where everybody dies. So you are sitting waiting for them to drop an artillery shell on you. Like, it was... Oh, yeah. Oh, don't forget about the gas, man. Like, the war was just, it was one of the most deadly. It should have ended all wars, but apparently Hitler came to power. Can't really, whatever. But it was the most gruesome war. It was just, hands down, one of the most gruesome wars not in our lifetime, but in history right now, currently, I think it's one of the most gruesome wars. But I love reading about it. I think it's one of the most gruesome, but one of the most, like, fuck yeah wars. Because especially when we got involved and we started fucking mowing bitches down with trench guns and we started fucking, like, causing Germany to say we have weapons of mass destruction and shit. Like, that was the part where I was just, like, rock hard on that one. But that passage right there it hits, man. Like, it was, like, that was deep. Like, that's some deep shit, dude. I would never experience that. Like, that's just, like, fuck. Like,
I wouldn't want to. It's just...
The way that the guy explained it is exactly every word that, you know, the unknown words that you can't think of to explain, like, combat or explain the situation. Like, that was absolutely on point. Like, that was on point. And I was just like, when I read that last night, I was just like, oh yeah, I gotta talk about that. Because that's just deep, 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 deep shit, dude.
The thing that always really got me about, like, World War One and Two is how there was no going back to the fob. Like, you went out, and you were there 3-4 years, unless you lost a leg, you died, or you're just there and the war ended. You know, there was no... Hey, we're going to go out on patrol Monday. We're coming back, you know, Monday night or Wednesday night. We're going to look for this. We're going to kick some ass, take names. We're going to come back. NWR.
Yeah.
Hey, there was none of that shit. Like, you went out and your supply followed with you. There was, like, no going back to anywhere. Like, once you were in that trench, like, that was your home until...
Yeah. It's crazy, man. It's crazy how times have changed. But I think the whole FOB mentality is just... It's gotten a lot better. I mean, there was a lot of FOBs, but they just, you know, they were temporary. Yeah. So, like, they made patrol bases. Yeah. So, it was just, I mean, that's what we had when we were in Mars. We had patrol bases. We had one main fob. I was on the main fob. It wasn't bad, but yeah, like you said, we left, came back. We left, we came back. We never got our supplies because the IEDs always destroyed our supplies. So I never got to see like what fucking Oreo cookies look like and everything else. So I did get my American treats. But yeah, man, I'm going to end this because we did an hour long show. We were supposed to do 45 minutes, but we had a great conversation. I just want to end this on this note. I say it every episode. I'll constantly keep saying it until the numbers are down to zero. If you have friends, any friends, anybody, or if you are the person that is going through some like complete conflictions to the point where it's going to make you want to bite down on the bullet and take your life, for anyone, veterans mainly, please contact somebody. Or if you haven't talked to that person in a long time, you haven't heard from them, they went ghost or they just, you know, fell off the grid, call them up, message them on Facebook, find a way to communicate with them. If you are the person that needs help, call, if you know me, call me, send me a message on Facebook, send a message to anyone. I'm pretty sure you can send, you can just talk out the actions. There's no need for people to kill themselves or something that you can handle overnight. I just wish everybody the best day. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. Hopefully it will grow more. Thank you, Rich, for coming on the show. I appreciate you. Always enjoy the conversations. Thank you guys again.